Okay, Rabos, I wanted to, again, do a one-dayer on a topic over here that kind of comes up on the side, but based on a tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, again, you see a certain sense of the ga'onus of the Rishonim and of the Achronim and the Poskim to look at a sugya that seems to have nothing to do whatsoever with anything, and all of a sudden a major halacha l'maaseh topic with a lot of ramifications comes out. So we saw yesterday the sugya of Zera Ein La, and Tosis, the Gemara learns from the drasha of Zera Ein La, you can darshan in the Yud, Ayena La, that if you investigate, that also will, you have to investigate, so the Gemara is Machadesh, Afilu Zera Posel. And if you have a Bas Kohen who marries a Yisroel, and now she's no longer eating truma, and now somehow she has a child, even if that child is a Zera Posel, and now her husband dies, and she goes back to her father's house, she's not allowed to eat truma, afilu, a case of Zera Posel. So Tosis comes along, and Tosis writes, Zera Posel minayin, omeri Zera Zara Posel ka'amar, dokeven shenivel ala Posela, Posel minakahuna, velo tocha, o bitruma, hilka, legalify Zera Posel, mamish, ela Zera Zara. So Tosis says, you can't take the Gemara literally, because it's not a function. She's not. It's her inability to eat truma is not going to be a function of the fact that she has a zera pasul. To generate a zera pasul, you have to have a bia asura. And once she has a bia asura, then she's already asura to eat truma. And therefore, the chiddush of the Gemara should not be read as zera pasul, but rather zera zara pasul. Is that she had a child, and the child was a kosher child, a good old fashioned kosher child. And that child then had a illicit relationship, produced Zera Zara Pasul. Now her child died, her husband died. So what does she have left to show for this wonderful marriage? Chashava Mamzer grandson. And now she goes back to her house. And now that she goes back to her father's house, can eat Shuma. The Kiddush is, she cannot eat Shuma Zera Zara Pasul. Akan.
Why do they blame the mother for her son's having...
No one's blaming anyone. We're not blaming anyone. We're not blaming anyone. She has a child. The child, even though he's a mamzer child, it's still her issue. It's still her zera. And as such, the fact that she has zera that came from a Yisrael, that already it does not enable her to go back to her father's house and eat truma. That's the chiddush. Okay. Now, she can't eat truma.
Yeah.
She cannot eat truma.
Not if she has a grandchild. It's possible.
She cannot eat truma. She cannot eat truma.
She can.
Not eat truma. Okay. Akan divrei hatosis. The Talmid HaRashba takes this like is sensitive to his kasha so much. He says the girsa of the Gemara should read not zera pasul but rather zera zara pasul. Okay, now comes along a comment that is made that is quoted in the Velt in the yeshivas. If you can, unless it's a fire, then we'll just let us know. comes along the again they say over in the name of Rav Elchanan Wasserman that he came up with an answer to this problem of Tosis. What did he say? So I gave it to you from the Shirma Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. Omeri Zera Zara Pasul Ka'amar Dokeven Shenivel Ala Pasala Psu Mikuna Ve'ik She'agon Rav Elchanan Zal Hamishkachas La Be'ibra Ba'ambati Dehilo Nifsala Delo Hayala Bi'aisur Rav Zera Pasul Havei. So comes along Rav Elchanan and he asks a kasha on Tosis. There's a kasha on Tosis. Tosis assumes, there's an assumption made by Tosis. You can never have a Zera Pasul without a Bia Asura. Says Rav Elchanan, you can't. You can't. What about Ibra Ba'ambati, where you have a Zera Pasul? Let's say the father in that pool was a Mamzer, and she became pregnant. So she had a Zera Posel without a Biasura. So you have a case of Zera Posel, and says the Rav Elchanan, Abed Sarachin on Taisus, why didn't he come up with that case? And again, you'll tell me that case doesn't exist. It exists. And you have a Gemara in the Yechagigah Daf Yidal on the base, where the Gemara entertains a possibility. You have over here a girl who is a biological besula, who's pregnant. How do you have a metzius of a biological girl who's a biological besula who is pregnant? So the Gemara, and now we have a Shaila Halacha, can she go to marry a Kohen Gadol? Because a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a besula. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it happened via a Shmuel-like Hatoya. Shmuel knew how to have a Bia without being Meser Besulim. So he had this maneuver that he was able to do. And maybe people did this. And therefore she is a Be'ula. Even though she has her Besulim, she's still a Be'ula. She's also to Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, no, Shmuel is lo Shriach. That very few people have that skill. But a little more shriach, apparently. A little more shriach. Doesn't have to be super shriach. But a little more. Maybe she was nisabra ba'ambati. And if she's nisabra ba'ambati, she's a full-blown besula. Yet, she is pregnant. And she's muteris, the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara entertains the factual possibility of nisabra ba'ambati. It's a real thing. And once that's a real thing, so why does Tosna mention that? To create your zera posel. That is the kasha of what? Of Rav Elchanan. Comes along.
Is Rav Elchanan asking about artificial insemination also?
No, not at all. Not at all. Rav Elchanan's learning Gemara. Rav Elchanan's learning a sugya.
I'm saying that could be a derivative.
He's learning. Now I'm getting to artificial insemination. So Chazal did not know from artificial insemination. That is a 20th century technology. They didn't know about artificial insemination. And in dealing with artificial insemination shilas, and any modern shila didn't exist during the time of Chazal, what the post can do is they look to cases in the Gemara, abstract them, conceptualize them, and then try to apply them to modern day questions. So what is the shila of artificial insemination? The shila at its core is that, again, when it's AIH, when the husband is the donor, there are very few shilas. But what is the din? Let's say the husband cannot supply zera for whatever reason, and you're getting the zera from a foreign donor. So now you have some real shilas. Is there a problem, and it sounds strange to say it, but it's a real issue, as we'll see. Is there a problem of Gilui Arayos? Is that called some kind of Gilui Arayos type of activity, number one?
Is it the Maaser?
Number two, what is the product of that of the child that emerges from that insemination? Does that child, what's the nature of the yichus of the child? Let's say the father's a Gentile. Let's say the father's a mamzer. What is the status of the yichus of the child? Those are the two questions that arise. And now our sukkah becomes a possible precedent for this issue. Why? Because what is artificial insemination? It's a pregnancy without a bia. And that's exactly what nisabra ba'ambati is. It's a pregnancy without a bia. Now, the way Rav Moshe Feinstein understands this issue, and the way I want to just highlight a methodological point, Rav Moshe Feinstein assumes, Dover Pashen, that Tosfos has absolute knowledge of everything. Meaning to say, what I mean to say is, every sugya in Shas, Tosfos has on his fingertips.
Every Rishon,
yes. Our methodology of learning is that the Rishonim knew every single sugya in Shas. They had every single sugya in Shas on their fingertips. And the fact that Tosfos chose not to bring up the case of Nisabra ba'ambati was not, that's a good chap, I didn't think of that. No, he thought of it, and he chose not to cite it. That is the Derech HaLima that's being employed over here. And in light of that, Rav Moshe Feinstein comes up with a beautiful chiddush in Tosfos. Did Tosfos know Nisabra ba'ambati? Yes. Did he mention it as a possibility?
No.
Do you know why? Because in his opinion, Nisabra ba'ambati would not produce Zera Pasa. It would not produce Zera Pasa. Why not?
It's not
Why not? Because in order to produce zera pasul, you need a ma'isabia. You need a bia asura. And without a bia asura, there is not going to be zera pasul. And that, says Rav Moshe, is derived from that toast. Let's just see it inside. This is not a tshuva dealing directly with artificial insemination. I don't even say the words agree. Of course, toast is correct. No one disagrees with toast. And certainly Moshe is not going to deal with Tosis. He's extracting, he's mining out of Tosis that you see from Tosos that in order to create Zera Pasol, right, a Mamzer, you need a what? A Bia Asur. Let's see the letter of Moshe inside. So if Moshe writes over here, he has the case of Nisabra Ishak Shera Mizera Mamzer Bambat. He wants to know, you have a Mamzer taking a swim, and a woman afterwards is Nisabra Bambati. What's the din of the Vlad? What's the din of the Vlad? So he says, Hinevi B'davar Kushis, etc. He says, Ha Beis Shmuel, Ha Mishlo Melech, Seim de Vlad, No Mambati, Misiach Sarabala Zera. But he says, "May hold the Torah's kedushin dav dav. Because our zera pasul minayin shapasul imo minat shuma. Don't we do zera zara pasul? The zara pasul mamish al ister kra. The psula below them he came and shenivel al pasula. This we could have. Abishkach hazal gam bezara. She tzare kra do this ab mizera miam zera beambati. So we see over here she lo nivsula. Mishum soya my sabia avavah misach zara mamzer to balazera alma. The Torah's sabre the misyaches achareha." In other words, in order to create yichus to the father, what creates yichus to the father? The answer is bia. And if there is no bia, there is no yichus to the father. And that means you go by the mother. You go by the mother. And the mother is a Jewess, and she is a fine lady, and all of that. She's a ksheira, and therefore the zera is kosher.
That means you can use a non-Jew?
So what emerges is, if you take this logic, which we'll see in the next Shuvah of Moshe, to the next step, can you engage in artificial insemination? Worst case scenario, a donor who is a mamzer. What will be the halacha? Donor who's a mamzer, what will be the din?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't make a difference. Why doesn't it make a difference? Because who's the father?
No one.
The answer is no one. There is no father. There is only a mother. And since there is only a mother, and the mother is kshera, everything is good. That is the Rav Elchanan Wasserman disagrees. Rav Elchanan Wasserman disagrees. And Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Rabosai, is not alone. Because if you take a look at source 7 and 8, this is a shaila that's discussed in Poskim. And the Chelkas Mechokek wants to know, the beginning of Hilchos in Evan Ezer is Hilchos Piri Verivia. And the Chelkas Mechokek says, Yesh lihistapek, Isha shenis arba be'ambati, im kiem ha'a pruvu. The imikri bino lechal davar. Is the child who is born from Ambati, is he the child of the father? What's Tosis going to say, lechora? No. What the Chalkas Mechok has a suffix, and he quotes the Maharil, who says that Ben Sira, who was the son of Yirmia, and how did Yirmia sire this child? Rachatz be'Ambati, and Sira is considered to be the son of Yirmia, which suggests that in order to create yichus, what do you require? No. You require
zera.
You require genetic material. And does the yichus follow the genetics, or does the yichud demand a maisabia? And that's the question. The Beis Shmuel opines on this. The Chalkas Mechokek has a suffix, and the Beis Shmuel resolves the suffix. And the Beis Shmuel says, He quotes the Chalkas Mechokek, Yesu Stapek, Ima Av Kim Peri of Rivia, Vimnikra Benola Chaldavar, Vyeshlavi Raya. He wants to bring a Raya from a smack who says an Isha is Muzheris. A woman should not, in Hilchos Nida, a woman, it says, should not sleep on the sheets that were slept on by another man. Why not? Because maybe Pentis Aber Meshikva Zera Shel Acher. And now what might happen? She's going to become pregnant from what? From the Shikva Zera of this other person. And now she's going to have this lovely young boy who's going to grow up 17 years old, 18 years old, 19 years old. He's ready for Shiduchim. And someone's going to read him a beautiful Shidduch. A girl who has a lot of personality, just like him. In fact, she even looks like him. A wonderful girl. A wonderful girl. And Shema, he might end up marrying his own sister. Now, if you hold, why is that a concern? The reason that's a chasha, says a smack, is because there is yichus acharha av. There's no maisabia. The answer is, zera creates the yichus. You don't need a maisabia. Now, Rav Moshe is rejecting this point. Rav Moshe is holding that no, the maisabia is indispensable to yichus and is indispensable to what? To the iser of Gili Arayas as well. Now, Rav Moshe, when he came out with this psak, and we'll see the psak in a second, we'll read that to you in a second, but one of the big opponents, a major, major opponent of Rav Moshe's position on artificial insemination, AID, was the Satmar Rav. The Satmar Rav was vehemently opposed, I would even close to say violently opposed. There was some very, very aggressive behavior by some of the Hasidim against Rav Moshe Feinstein. But Moshe Feinstein, the tzaddik that he was, kind of just brushed it off. He goes, oh, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and he cleaned up the dirty diapers that were left at his doorstep. One second. But the Satmar Rav was also a gon adir, and the Satmar Rav in amongst the sources. But one thing he says when you produce a child, he's quoting these other shittas that say it's a function of genetic material, and you are bringing mamzerim into the world, potential mamzerim into the world. Moreover, he took it a step further, and he suggested that it might not only is it going to produce mamzerus, even without a maisabia, but even without a maisabia, it might be classified as gili arayis. And that's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. But it's not from nowhere. It's not from nowhere. And he looked at a pasuk in Chumash, and you take a pasuk in Chumash, source number 9, and the Ramban, source number 10. So the pasuk says a funny pasuk in Vayikra Perak Yeches, the El Eshes Amisecha Lo Titein Shichvascha Lazera Letamaba. Funny way it says it. Pasuk says a funny thing. It could have said, "Don't have relations with an Eshes Ish," but it speaks about Shichvascha Lazera. And what's the Zera? Why do you have to say Zera? What's the Zera all about? So says the Ramban, Tamei Amitzus. The Ramban says, Efsher Sha'omar La Zera, La Hazkir Tam Ha'iser. Why is it that the Torah is opposed to Gilei Arayis? What's the opposition? The Tama Iser is, Ki Lo Yodea Hazera Lemihu, V'yavo'u Mizeh To'evos Gedolos V'ro'os L'shneim. Yichus, to know who the mother is and to know who the father is critically important. And to not know that is like messing up the whole system. So once we allow AID, whose identity is now inherently concealed? So the father's identity is unknown. If we're allowing a woman to be impregnated by a foreigner, Zera, he says, that's the pasuk. B'shiptech al Zera. So the good is no shchiva. But there is foreign zera in the body of an Eishes Ish. That's tantamount to Gili Arayis. And that's why, of course, it'll produce mamzerus. It's a Gili Arayis type activity. And that's what he cites from this Ramban and from the formulation of the pasuk. You'll note. So he said, he suggests Gili Arayis. That's a bigger Kiddush, but for sure mamzer. For sure, Mamzerim, and that was the very staunch position of the Satmar Rav. Okay.
Satmar Rav also holds that it's a red seed goes into the woman while she's married, she's a mother.
So again, it's ba'onis. You know, an ambati is ba'onis.
What if she puts it in?
No, she's not. No, again, when you're talking about IVF, artificial insemination, that's bikavona.
Yeah,
but if it's ba'onis, You know, those are the case of Oinus. But again, people, what's his raya? His raya is there's yichus without a maisabiyah. And you see this from, again, the kasher of Elchanan. You see this from, if the father's been yotzei pirurvu, and if we're concerned about Shema Yisaba Achoso, you might end up marrying your sister if you have this. So we go by genetic material. So it's for sure on the Mamzeris question, there is reasonable position to maintain. But again, Rav Moshe is going with the Taisis. You have a choice of a Taisis and a Chalkas Mechaikik or a Beis Shmuel. You'll go with the Taisis, but Rav Moshe is going with the Taisis. The Satmar Rav is strongly opposed and is concerned about Kilei Arayos, but perhaps more fundamentally about Mamzeris. Okay. I see there's no hands up, so we can go a little further. Let's just see. I'll take your questions. I want to fly through the tshuva of Rav Moshe, and then I want to get to the punchline. The punchline is really the Sugyas and Yevamos. I'm going to take your questions, I promise. I want to spend 3 minutes flying through the tshuva of Moshe, the longer tshuva, and then we'll get to your questions, and then the Sugyas and Yevamos. Okay, so Simon Yud in Eben HaEzer. The Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is Eben HaEzer, Chelek Aleph. So he has the Shaila, Be'isha Shezorak Trufa, B'mei Harofe, B'mei Eha, Zera Shel Isha Acher, Imnesa Labaila, is she Aset to her husband? Aset husband means is a Gilei Arayos. V'myesh Eza Chashash Ba'al Vlad, and is the Vlad a Mamzer? So the first paragraph he just says, should a woman, we understand, women, are they chayevas and puravu? No. Perhaps not. But is it a innate and important yearning that a woman wants to have her own children?
Yes.
The answer is yes. And therefore the yearning and is a legit thing. The emos yearn for children, and it's 100% legit. And this woman, without her husband knowing, she went to the pharmacist, she went to the doctor, said, do me a favor, give me some... do this, and without her husband knowing. And now that she said, her husband, told her husband, came home from work one day, says, I have great news, I'm pregnant. And he says to her, how in the world are you pregnant? I just had a surgery. So the story came out, okay? Now that's not what the Rav Moshe says, but that the story came out. And now he's all upset. He's all upset because he's wondering, is there an Isser Labal? Does he have to divorce her? And he's not so excited about having a little baby moms that are running around the house. That was the Shiloh. So he says, number one, he says, step one, is this an Isser Labal? He writes about the 10th line down, he named Bor, Shibelo Bias Ish, Lo Neser Ish Labaila, the Isser Sota Labaila, who rak mitzad Isser Habia, Velo mitzad Azera, Shil Ish Acher, Shiesh Bemeyer, Dimbaila, Dimbola Ish Acher, Apa Bia Shil Yatza Zera, Apa Shokadarka, Neser Abaila, Midin Sota, Dimbaz Zera Lugufas, Homibia, Kambatik, Shiskra Gamara, Lo Nasa, Isser Znus, Lo Neser Abaila. So step number one is an easy question. I both said, do you need a hazra'a to create a maisa bia, alpidin?
No.
You don't need a hazra'a. Bia shaloked, hazra'a means a hazra'a, a spilling of seed. So do you need a hazra'a? The answer is no. And the Gemara tells us, for example, you learn on Daf Yud in Masech's Kiddushin, Misha ha'ara ba kna'a, when you have ha'ara, when there is a contact between the male and female aver, that already is called maisa bia. You do not need a zera, bia shel kadarka is also called bia, which has no possibility of pregnancy. All of this is called a maisa bia. Maisa bia is necessary for Isser Labal, and without a maisa bia, it's not called a maisa bia. That is step one. Says, see the taisis there. See the taisis and daf yud. Long taisis and daf yud. Don't worry about it. Okay, v'chein. Now he says, a big chiddush. Vechein havlad hu kosher, shegam mamzerus hu rak kishayay debia. Va'av shavlad mamzer, apa ofen shedovkum nochem zebazeh, sho aval isim ishim shayanusim, yikomagay zeder bia shuznus, apa benis abra yidei shenikla zera, sho achab mea beambati, shenizgah begemara, daos arof mizmanenu, eno mamzer. Ap shoye zera sho achab mikrovea, even if the zera came from her father, her father-in-law, her brother, doesn't make a difference. Ukiyadua. Sheben Sira Nolad Cain. V'chein bebach, etc. Smak, he quotes, that ein kampias iser havlat kosher legamre. Afilu tis abr mishik vazer shal acher, etc. Now, listen to this. I'm just going to tell you something that's wild. Wild. Who is a mamzer allowed to marry?
A mamzer
is allowed to marry a mamzeres, or a shivcha kananis, or a gioris. What happens to the child of that relationship? So there's two ways to produce zera posel. One way to produce zera posel is a bia asura. A bia asura produces zera posel. So when a mamzer has relation with a mamzeres, marries a mamzeres, is that bia asura?
No.
Does it produce mamzeres?
Yes.
Why does it produce mamzeres? Because there's also a second way to produce mamzeres, and that's genetically. There's something called genetic mamzeres. If a mamzer, the child of a mamzer is a mamzer, it's a genetic, it's a bias heter. Now watch this. According to Moshe Feinstein, we can cleanse mamzer. A mamzer with a mamzeres can have children that are not mamzer. Artificial insemination. You could take the zera of the father and the egg of the mother, do artificial insemination, and then they will have children that are their genetic children that are not mamzer. Why? Because according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, the only way to generate mamzerim is a bias iser. Is a bias iser or genetically, but once, but with a bia, you need a maisa bia. So he doesn't have a father. So what? At least now he can marry anyone he wants. It's an amazing, amazing solution to the problem. Okay, let's go weiter. Quickly weiter. Okay, so basically the next paragraph, we won't do it inside, but the next paragraph, the Rav Moshe Feinstein basically says, this child, who is an AID child, is, number one, doesn't generate an iser to the husband, is mutter to be with his wife, and the child is 100% kosher lavolakal, has no mamzer taint whatsoever, because a mamzer taint comes from bias iser. That is the position of Moshe Feinstein. One last comment that Rav Moshe throws in at the end. He says, does he think this is a good idea?
No.
That the wife like sneaks around to, without telling her husband, is this like a good shalom bias activity?
No,
not only that, but aval haba, im eino rotze lazunosa, if the Baal does not want to support this child, ye potter. He doesn't have to support the child. He doesn't have to support anything that to do with his child. It's not his child. So that's what Moshe Feinstein's true. So AID is mutter. Now, what is the kind of lumdus behind the sukkah? There's a lumdus behind the sukkah. We have a shaila over here. What generates mamzeres? What generates mamzeres? Do you need a maisabia? Rav Moshe Feinstein says maisabia is necessary for mamzeres. Or no. Genetic material is what's that, and if you came from a, if you're nips abra ba'ambati, whoever the father is, the whoever supplied the genetic material, that is going to flow through to the child. So that question is based on a core and fundamental sugya in Maseches Yevamos, and I want to spend the next 6 minutes. No. I'm like, no. Why are you different than anyone else? The next 6 minutes, I want to just quickly run through this this sugya in Yevamos. Take a look, please, at page. Oh, watch this. This is just an interesting. I saw Rav Schechter has in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi. What an unbelievable thing! What a shaila. So he has the following question that is posed in a Sefer Piskei Tshuva, which says as follows: But ani mistapek the Piskei Tshuva. Has a suffix. Misha ba'al ha'erva. If someone had relations with an erva. V'holid mi mena mamzer. Mamish gili arayis. Gili arayis. Had a relation with an eish hasish, and they had a child. The child's a black and white, nothing to talk about mamzer. V'achar zeh asa tshuva. The Boel, the eish hasish, they did a big, big, big tshuva. They have tremendous regret. It's a tshuva the highest level. A tshuva me'ahava. And the Gemara says in Yuma, when you do tshuva me'ava, zdonos nas and lo kizachuyos, your averis become like mitzvahs. So meaning, you've erased the act. The act never happened. So the question now is, lemafreya lo haisa bia ba'avera, and maybe now we can cleanse the mamzer. The mamzer can be cleansed. So Rabosai, if you're in the camp of Rav Moshe Feinstein, I mean, it's a klutz kasha. It's not a real kasha. I mean, it's a cute kasha. But is there anything to talk about if you're in the camp of Moshe Feinstein?
Yeah.
You need a bia asura to create mamzerus. So you need a bia asura to create mamzerus. Did you have a bia asura?
No.
Yeah, I had one. But now you don't have one.
Right.
So, arguably, maybe, within Rav Moshe Feinstein's vision, you can entertain the question of whether you can cure it. There was a Biasur, and now there's no Biasur. Now, Pasha Pshada, obviously, since Bishas Bia, Bishas conception, there was a Biasur, so the child's a mamzer, he's always a mamzer. But you can entertain the question. But according to the alternative position, that you don't need a Biasur for mamzerus. You need Farin Zera. So there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. For sure, the child continues to be, not even a question, to be a mouse.
Well, really,
now.
No,
I understand, but it's not about the sin. Zera, it's about the foreign genetic material.
Yeah.
Nisabra Ba'ambati also could create Mamzeus.
So it's like
Bia. It's not Bia. It's not Bia. Come on. It's not a Biasura. Don't tell me it's a Biasura.
Why is the
kid a... Because.
He says you don't need the
Okay. Now. Okay, Rabosai. Now, I want you to look at a pasuk. I want to look at a Gemara and Yevamos together. The pasuk says as follows. Dvarim ki, it's in Pashki Seitzei. The Torah says, Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv, lo yigale knaf aviv. So, you're not allowed to marry your father's wife, even after she's no longer his wife. The father dies or they're divorced, you still can't marry your father's wife. Two psukim later, the Torah says, Lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem. A mamzer is not allowed to marry into the faith, into the Jewish people, into the call. So the Torah, the Gemara, is going to equate the Isser of Eishes Aviv to that which produces mamzerus. Okay, now, most of you didn't see this inside, so I want you to stay with me. It's slightly technical, but stay with me. The question that I was addressing is the definition of mamzerus, and we're going to start from the following question. Eved or Akum? Haba al bas Yisro. You have an Eved, Knani, or a Gentile who has relation with the bas Yisro. Good? Now, this is my chokes in the Gemara. Whether the blood is possible, i.e. a mamzer, or whether the blood is kosher, we paskin lahalacha behilchasa, the blood is kosher. Okay? That's going to be our focus. The blood is kosher lahalacha. If a guy, let's stick with guy. A guy is easy. A guy sleeps with a bas yisra. Married, not married, I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. If married, she's nashis ish. And they have a child. Is that child a mamzer? The answer is no. You're familiar with this. You've all learned this sugya. You don't realize you learned this sugya, but you learned this sugya. This is the sugya of Achashverosh and Esther. You all learned Sanhedrin Dav Ayin Dal. You all learned Ksuvas Dav Gimel Amid Beis. You all learned it. So when a guy, Haba al Bas Yisrael, So good, she might be also to her husband, but is the child a mom's or not?
No.
The answer is not. And the question is why not? Why not? Why is the child not a mom's? So the Gemara has the following. Look inside. Let's see. How do I do this with you? Look inside. So Ha'amri, the first word on the line, Gemara Maseches Yevamos. Ha'amri Naradoy, Mishmei Rav Yaakov, Divrei HaPosel, Posel Afilu B'Tznuyel, Divrei HaMachshav, Machshav Afilu B'Eishes Ish, U'Shneim Lo Lamdu Ela Me'Eishes Of. We learn this halacha from Eishes Of. Man DePosel Sover Ma'Eishes Av. Eishes Av is the paradigm that produces Mamzerus. Why is Eishes Av, how is Eishes Av a paradigm of Mamzerus? So shot number one, Ma'Eishes Av Lo Tafsi Ba'Kiddushin, and Havlad Mamzer, Av Kol, the lo tafsi ba kiddushin avlad mamzer. Man de machshav sava ma eishes av le didei lo tafsi ba kiddushin. La achwini tafsi ba kiddushin. La afuka ovdi kochav ebed. The lo tafsi ba kiddushin klal. Okay. Which means as follows. Eishes av is the paradigm. Eishes av. Eishes av. Eishes av. If a son sleeps with his stepmother, has a relation with his stepmother, that's usur, bad news, and the vlad is a... is a mamzer. Why is the vlad a mamzer? So the Gemara says, I'm learning now like Rashi and like Tosfos. According to Rashi and Tosfos, the vlad is a mamzer because what's the definition of mamzeris? The definition of mamzeris is number one, a bia asura that is on the level of kores or misa, step one, with a woman who is called Gili Arayos. And how do you define Gili Arayos? Step one, can you marry her? If you try to marry her, is the Kiddushin Tofes? No. But if someone else attempts to marry her, will the Kiddushin be Tofes?
Yes.
Yes. She's, it's not Tofes to you, but it's Tofes to someone else. For example, your sister. Will that relationship generate mamzerus? And says yes. Why? Because is there tfisas kiddushin with you and your sister? No. Is there tfisas kiddushin for her and someone else? Yes. So that is what generates mamzerus. La'afuke eved va'akum. Eved va'akum. Do they have tfisas kiddushin? We'll go with Akum to keep it simple. We know those halachos. Do they have tfisas kiddushin with anyone? No. And therefore, it's not called Gili Arayos. And therefore, the child is not a mamzer. Not a mamzer. Not a mamzer. You with me? You with me? What's the premise of creating mamzerus? Two steps. Step one, be a sister. Step two, of Gili Arayos. For example, if a Kohen marries a Grusha, is he allowed to marry a Grusha? He's not allowed to marry a Grusha. If he does marry a Grusha, is the child a mamzer?
No.
The answer is no. Why not? Because there is tfisas kiddushin. She needs a get. There's tfisas kiddushin, that's not mamzeres. But if it's a relation where there's no tfisas kiddushin, but there is to someone else, the bia asura generates mamzeres. Is that clear? Okay. By Eved, Akum, is there any tfisas kiddushin to anyone? No, so it's not called Gili Arayos. And since you remember the sugya Ev Achashverosh, what else does Tosa say about Achashverosh? What else does Tosa say about bias Akum?
It's like a donkey.
Bias Akum is? Is not called a bias adam. It's called bias behema. If it's bias behema, it's not called gilui arayos. So according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, what do you need to generate mamzerus? You need a bia of gilui arayos. So a bia asura. So what doesn't generate that? A artificial sedimentation doesn't generate it. But even bias Akum doesn't generate it because Bias Akum is Kabias Behema and is us.
Bias Akum. Now, carries the same amount of
us. Now, it does matter.
Why? But I'm adding.
You're right. I don't need it, but it's adding. It's adding to the idea. Now, there's another gear in this Gemara. Take a look, please, quickly, at the Rashba. Let me see if I could do this quickly. So the Rashba cites this Rashi, and then he says, he quotes Rav Haigon. According to Rav Haigon, he says as follows. Aval Rav Haigon, Zal. You know why Eved Va'akum is different than Eshes Av? Because when a young man sleeps with his stepmother, good? Who's the mother? Stepmother. Who's the father? The son. The son is the father. Can they marry? They can't marry. There's a father. There's a son. Sorry. There's a father. There's a mother. And can they marry? They can't marry. That is the pshat of what produced Man B'Zeris. You need a father. And you need a mother. And they can't marry Mamzer. Mamzer.
Not the second.
You need a father. Is there a father here?
Yeah.
The son is the father. You get what I'm saying. Yeah. Is there a mother here?
Yeah.
Yes, stepmom is the mom.
Yeah.
Can they marry?
No.
Mamzeris.
Yeah. No.
Okay. 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 Yeah. What about Eved and Akum? An Ashes Ish sleeps with an Akum. Gemara says, no Mamzeris. When according to the Mandamah, says, no Mamzeris. Why not? Why not? Says Rav Haigon. Eved Va'akum Abba Bas Yisra. Rabosai. When a woman marries a Gentile, is the kid Jewish?
Yes.
Why? Why is the kid Jewish? Is there a mother? Is there a mother?
Yes.
Yep. Is there a father?
Not really. No.
The answer is?
No.
There's no father. Why is there no father?
Because
Bias Akum is Bias Behema. Because there is no Yichus to an Akum. There's no Yichus. That's why the child is a Jew. Because he has yichus from the mother. Why is it that a ger shen is gayer kakotin chenol adami? What's pshat in that din? Ger shen is gayer kakotin chenol adami. What's pshat in that din?
He's not a person.
Is you don't have yichus to a guy, and therefore he's no more yichus. His mom and dad, he doesn't have yichus to them. So he is now a brand new person. There's no yichus. There is no yichus to a Gentile. So Rabosai, does this baby, who the woman slept, the Ashes Ish slept with an Akum, does the baby have a mother?
Yes.
Does the baby have a father?
Biological.
Does the baby have a father?
No.
Halakhic father, the answer is no. Therefore, in order to be a mamzer, what do you need? A mother and a father who can't
marry.
But here, you have a mother, you have a father, not a mamzer. In light of this is the source. This Rashba, Rabbeinu Haigon, is a source for the Satma Rav. Because when you have let's say a Jew takes a swim in the mik and leaves behind some material, and now a woman is in the mikvah and she becomes pregnant, is there a father?
Yes.
Is there a mother?
Yes.
Can they marry if she's an Ashes Ish?
No.
So therefore the blood is a mamzer. The blood is a mamzer. In other words, according to that second girsa of the Rashba, the Rav Haigon's girsa in the Gemara, we're asking the question how you generate mamzeris. According to the simple approach, the way you generate mamzeris is with a bia asura, with a bia with someone who you cannot have tefisas kiddushim, but someone else can. That's called gilui arayos, and that's what's going to generate a mamzer. According to the approach of Haigon, what generates mamzeres is you have a father, you have a mother, and they can't marry. What's the definition of father and mother? The answer is
zera.
Now, if the guy's a goy, if artificial insemination is done with a goy, l'chora, is that ever going to generate mamzeres?
No.
Might not be so nice, but it's not going to generate mamzeres. If the artificial insemination is with a Jew, then says Rav the Satmar Rav, mamzeres based on this girsa of the Rashba. Okay, so we all started this whole sugya from a little tesis, a one-line tesis, which, like, what in the world does that have to do with artificial insemination? And so we took a little detour through that sugya, through a little bit of yichus. Think about it, dream about it. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. We are back to the fun world of Taishav and Sakhir, Abdus, and the like.
Why is it considered white?